The Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers.
O'Hara Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hara Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hara Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hara Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and CapMel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the studios. Captain Travis, you kill.
Right, y'all. Right, y'all.
And then, Neil, what are you doing over here? Neil?
Get in there, Neil.
No bunny rabbit ears,
I wasn't
Neil.
Doing anything.
Oh, God. You put a camera in front of this guy, it gets ugly. Well, hey, guys, we're going to talk fishing today. We're going to talk, as you know what, Travis, did you see what Travis put on Facebook?
I don't think anybody caught my post.
No.
He put fishing after hurricane hemorrhoid. And I think I was
that's what it was.
I thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, we're on the post of hurricane hemorrhoid.
We are on post-hurricane hemorrhoid fishing conditions, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been quite a challenge. And, Neil, you're going to give us the report from the super shallows. Because I know things have probably changed, and we actually have done decent considering the weather we've had. Really,
fishing and sweet tea.
Yeah, we have been fishing and half and half.
It's so, been rough, man.
It's been quite the week. A lot of wind, a lot of rain. We didn't get to do the radio live. We did a rerun last week for the simple fact that. Well, we couldn't make it to the station because it was about underwater. Neil, how bad was the rain actually over here last week?
At my house, we had 23 inches over that basically four-day period. So that's the most water I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, wow. You called me, and I don't know what that thing's doing. But you called me, and we were on our way over Wednesday to do the show, and you said, you probably shouldn't come. I said, I think we're good. And about 10 minutes later, some dude came hydroplaning across the road straight at us.
That's true.
And I said, well, maybe that's our sign. We better. And we weren't even out of Tampa. So,
you might have had trouble making it to this building that day. It rained all day.
Yeah. It wasn't a surprise.
And it wouldn't be. You guys have trucks, so you'd be able to drive, but they were shutting roads down and stuff because the roads were flooded.
I was ready, man. I was ready.
Yeah, we had my truck.
We were going to call you for some kayaks.
Yeah, we.
It was a round I take.
All those fails, you know, you've always got kayaks on the roof of the.
But I mean, coming from where I'm coming from, I've got high ground. I've got roads I can take to get here, no problem. But the way you guys are coming in, there's areas that were low enough where they shut some roads down.
Yeah, and we actually heard that. We're actually on our way in. So, but going back to the fishing, it's been quite a challenge. And we've got a big redfish tournament coming up this weekend. So we've been out really checking the flats and checking stuff out. And the water from, I mean, you fished Sarasota.
Yeah.
I fished all the way down in the St. Pete. And, Neil, I know you've been up here. I think it's all about the same results as far as water clarity.
It's a little dirty. You know, it depends on where you go. Areas south shore that have a lot of filter feeders, that water's cleaned up faster. Other areas remain silted up a full week after the storm.
Yeah, the biggest recommendation I've been telling people is stay away from the mouths of the rivers because the water is just dumping out. It was actually funny. The day after the storms passed, I went down to Little Harbor in Ruskin, and so I knew the tide was supposed to be coming in. And I called you. I wanted to see how bad the water actually was. And it was just still dumping out of the river.
Like, yeah.
It didn't matter what the tide was. There was just so much water coming out that, and it's still doing that in certain spots. Like the tide, the water is just running out of places. So it's really been a challenge. I'm curious to see this weekend, the weights on reds. I think you're going to see a lot of zeros. You'll see some good weights, but I'm curious to see how that goes just because the water clarity is not there. There are some schools of fish around, but there's not as many as there typically are. And the simple fact is, you know, scouting, you really can't see anything, which when you're fishing redfish can be really tough. I mean, it's typically.
I didn't fish redfish. After the storm the first day out, we absolutely clobbered them, and it was big trout, and it was big trout all morning long.
Really?
The pompano weren't in there for 2 days, but 3 days after the storm, the pompano were back in, too. So we're catching 18 to 20-inch trout on topwater lures every cast. And that stuff we haven't seen since April. And that fishing was good.
Well, yeah.
I fished pretty much right after the storm. And I tell you, I mean, we crushed them. I mean, Jason, actually, you fished with us a little bit.
Yeah, it was a weird.
We had a good bite. Some fish started showing up. It's just really one of those things where you got to be at the right place at the right time. The way I kind of see it,
the outgoing tides have seemed to be a little less productive, and maybe it's because it's pulling the fresh water out of these areas. The incoming has seen a little bit better this week, for me at least.
Yeah, I mean it's been I've been kind of doing a lot more red fishing than anything over the last probably 2 weeks, I'd say. I mean, I spent some time down south, and the interesting thing about the storm was that, you know, south really didn't see it like we saw it. That storm kind of swept the outer bands, kind of got down closer to like Sarasota, but it really didn't reach, you know, down far as like Charlotte Harbor, so they didn't get it as bad as we got it. Water's still a little stained up, but a little bit different going on down there. And then, like I said, I fished from basically Pine Island Sound all the way, you know, up past us to the north. And pretty much Sarasota, Venice, right around that area is where he starts to get pretty nasty, and then all the way up. You know, but we've got plenty of rivers, like you say, that are just dumping out this water. I fished actually a pretty popular spot today on my way back to the dock, and it was black.
Tarpon
King?
I'm
giving you a hint. The water was really black. And it's at the mouth of the river. And there's actually some fish up there. I mean, we pulled in there on low water, and it was like a foot and a half deep. And I'm telling you, you could not see. It looked like I was in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It was that dark. And
Neil, give us what have you seen? Because obviously you fish from a kayak, so you're going extreme flats and shallower than we do, and up in the creeks and stuff. How have you changed your pace on what you were doing before the storm, after the storm? What are you fishing?
You know, ultimately, the fish were in the same locations after the storm that they were in before the storm, which I went to check. So before I took a trip, I went out and scouted, and I launched twice, and the fish were right where they were before the storm. Everything was still the same.
Yeah.
Nothing changed for me.
Wow. Because it definitely changed over on our side. I mean, anything close to the river system is just, I mean, there's a few fish in there, but and the fish that are there, like, they just don't. They're not real active. It's like you'll catch a few, but they're not really hitting the chum.
We had one bad day, and on that bad day, it was a husband-wife. They caught the most fish and the biggest fish before the sun was up. The sun came up, and it was over. And that was on a weekend, so everyone else that was out in that same spot, my brother and nephew were there. There were five other guys that I know really well that were there. Everyone had a terrible day. All the other days I've been out there, the fishing's actually been good, but I think that was Sunday, and it was terrible. I mean, it was good that I had them out there before the sunrise because they caught great fish the first 20 minutes, but it was over. They caught some small fish after that, but it was just, it was not a good morning.
And that, and that just goes to show you, man, like, I like hearing that because we had an awesome day. And it's not because we were better. It's just that's the difference in being in one place and another place. I mean, because that Sunday, we got on a couple big schools of redfish in the middle of the day, you know? And it was one of those things where the morning bite was tough. We got on some good fish. It broke off after that, and then it kind of petered out. And so it's one of those things where, like, this time of year, the way I look, I mean, you just have to be – sometimes you have to be a little bit patient, be at the right place at the right time. Now I'm talking redfish most of the time, and a lot of the times these schools are – you know, these fish are balled up in the school. So where shorelines that have onesies, twosies on them, more than likely you're not going to see those fish. You're going to see – one pot of fish at one end of the bar on the other side of the island or something like that, and they're all balled up. So if you're not on the school of fish, chances are you're not on the fish. So that's something.
Yeah, for me, at one end of the bar, there was good-looking chicks, and the other side of the bar, it was bad.
Really bad?
It was really bad.
Like time to go
home.
Stay
in the middle of the bar longer.
It was stay on that other side of the bar is what it was.
I like how Neil just took that to the other level there. I mean, and actually, that one kind of went with rhythm. I mean, I really thought you were...
That was pretty good, actually.
Sometimes yeah, you're fishing bad. Sometimes part of the bar is bad. And you got to adapt. You got to be ready to make your changes.
And that's the tip of the week for Neil. Speaking of tip of the week...
Dude, I can read... Hey, I got my glasses on today, so I can read comments.
Yeah,
and Chris Howell right there is a freak, dude. He's a freak. You ought to get on the boat one day. You ought to let him borrow your GPS and do an upgrade on it.
That
for
guy
you.
Owes me money.
You ought to get on the boat and let him do an upgrade for you and check out your screensaver. He's a freak. Nasty.
Well, guys, we're going to take a little break. We get back. We actually got a giveaway that we're going to be doing on Facebook. So you got to be tuned in. We got some. We can't get the secret away yet, Travis.
He didn't even read it, man.
We got some giveaways. Going to do the first five. You're going to get, I guess, go to Tampa yeah. Fishing Outfitters and pick them up. We're going to talk about that on the backside of the break. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 10-4 the team. We'll be right back.
Hurricane fans, don't miss your chance to experience all the excitement, thrills, and passion of the Miami Hurricanes' first season under head coach Mark Richt. Season tickets are on sale now for as low as $140. Reserve your seats for all six games, including the Canes' October 8th matchup against Florida State. $140 for six great games. To become a season ticket holder, visit HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES. That's HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Fredo. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Kennedy Construction Groups reminds all sports fans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org, locate military care package, to see how you can make a difference today. This salute from Kennedy Construction Groups, our area's premier full-service roofing and HVAC experts. Whether it's residential or commercial, sales, service, and installs, from a hole in the roof to a whole new roof, that's Kennedy Construction Groups, proudly saluting our troops, veterans, and first responders this September 11th. Professionals who care.
Thank you.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And welcome back to the second segment of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Parenteau, is in the studios. Neil Taylor, the one here. And only Neil Taylor.
I'm here.
You are here.
And I showed
Captain,
up.
Capitan Travis Yackel. So,
what's
does anybody have the tides and weather? You got
I do.
On. You got. All right, you're going to do it. Neil is going to give us the tides and weather this week.
Grab it up.
You're not going to look at it.
I'm not. I got it right here. God. It's right here in my nugget.
How does he do that?
Chicken nugget.
I did it right before we went on the air. I studied it.
Okay.
So Saturday's the full moon. So right now we're basically at quarter moon tides right now, and the tides get better. When we get to about Wednesday, they're getting quite a bit better. Thursday, a lot better. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the water's really moving.
Well, but, you're going to deal with the after effects. Of full moon.
And we're going to have another hurricane.
No.
No more hurricanes, man.
You got to watch the news better. We got another one brewing.
I know.
Yeah, but we're going to I'm going to do a rain dance for Sunday.
So all I got to say is no hurricanes while I'm on a cruise. So I did hear this one come off the coast of Africa, but it's a long ways away. Let's hope for the best.
So, guys, check this out.
Travis will take over
I'll
from here.
I'll take this over. So here's what we got, guys. As you guys know, Tampa Fishing Outfitters is our main sponsor on the show, and we're excited to work with those guys. They've been with us for how long, Jay? 5 years now?
Yes.
So we're really excited about that. We've had a great relationship with them. Very fortunate to have them on board, and we were actually over discussing some new stuff with Mr. Lee, and he's got something here that is pretty cool for you guys. A lot of you guys have seen some of the competitor cups. I won't go into that, but this is called a Viva Cup, and it's a new brand that Tampa Fishing Outfitters are
sell
actually...
Sell it, Travis. Sell it.
Yeah, man, I am. Lee Fisher. It's a Lee Fisher deal. really cool. He hooked us up here, and I'm rolling one right now. They got colors, which is pretty cool. So you got this little rubber deal.
So retail value, down. I think, is $30.
$30 for the, what is it, a 30-ounce?
Yeah, 30-ounce.
And a 20-ounce.
And a 20-ounce.
For $19.99?
Yeah, $19.99. They get them in stock.
Pretty cool. Comes with the lid. Has a little rubber deal on the back to keep it from slipping. Rubber deal on the grip. And I think he's got like three or four different colors. I think he's got black, green, and blue.
Why don't you show him the tee inside? This is the color of the bay water right now.
Actually, yeah. It looks just like that.
Yeah.
It's like orange is brown.
Yeah, that's what we're doing in the bay.
Anyway, so the real cool thing is, guys, we'll mention it probably twice on the air, but the first five people that go into... I'm shaking the ice so you can hear it. The first five people that go into Tampa Fishing Outfitters and say that they heard about the cups on our show are going to get a free cup. So he's got five of them to give away. And the first five, you know, of our listeners that head on in there and tell them that you heard about the deal on Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show, the first five guys are going to get new cups.
Yeah.
So get on down there, check it out. You know, they got all kinds of stuff, obviously. I mean, most of you guys have probably been there, but pretty cool deal. So run in there and tell them you heard about it on TFO radio and get you a new cup, man.
After the first five, you got to pay for them. So
yeah.
Rush over there. They're open. They're actually open now still, so you
yeah.
can buy there.
You can roll in there right now if you're on Facebook.
Say, look, they said it on Facebook. If you heard it on the air on Sunday, you possibly go by there, but I'm thinking it might be a little late. I'm thinking the five will be gone.
Five will probably get scooped up pretty quick, guys, so I would get in there, check it out, and get you a free cup, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, so anyhow, get over there, get you a free cup. First five, go to whoever stops
insane.
In there. They're pretty cool. I haven't even opened mine left in the box. Travis, Mr. Half and Half.
I'm all about it. I didn't even wash it, y'all. I went right for it.
So let's talk a little more about fishing and what to expect going into these next weeks. And we're going to mention this throughout the show. And we appreciate the Tampa Fishing Outfitters for giving this to us. So going into the upcoming weeks, we've obviously got the weather change and the water clarity, all this fresh water running out of the bay.
I will say this real quick before you go into it. The water temperature has dropped, which has been good.
Yes.
That rain has actually dropped our water temperature.
It dropped easily six degrees.
Some of the places, like I said, right time, right place, all that kind of stuff. But when they do get active, they're ready to go. Like,
yeah.
they turn on, and the fishing's been good when you're there at the right time. And I think some of that, especially in the shallow water stuff, is due to some of that water temperature dropping. So,
yeah.
Just wanted to add that. But
the water temperature's dropped, I'd say, what, about 7 degrees?
Yes.
About 7 degrees.
I was saying 6 degrees, but it could have been seven. The sun didn't shine for 4 full days.
Yeah. Well, I was actually, we fished an afternoon trip the other day, and I typically don't like to fish afternoons, but we're getting to that point in the year where you can actually get away and catch fish in the afternoon. And the water never came above 84, where, you know, before this storm, we would have been 90, 91. So,
mm-hmm.
And Travis, I just looked at something over here, and you can't bring that up. We got the captain's tip of the week. You guys have to tune in.
I got some live bait.
To the last segment, we're going to give you the secret, one of Travis'
secret rigs
today. And we can't give the secrets away. But on the captain's tip of the week, we're going to give the secret rig.
Give them all away, baby.
The other thing, too, guys, is artificial baits are working real good right now. I actually have done better when finding schools of redfish, and yeah, you'd be glad to hear that.
This is incredible.
It is. The Mirrodine baits have been great for me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you find these reds.
I'm taking Eric fishing this week.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him that Mirrodine has been doing really good.
I will tell
good.
Him.
The Mirrodine has been doing well for me. Even if you're a live bait guy, having one rod tied up, and that's what I'm doing on my charters. I have one rod tied up with artificials, with an artificial bait. Typically, I've been using hard baits, and soft baits are going to work real good, too. But the mirror lure, what I like about that is when you find these schools, Neil, typically they're on the move, and it's more a reaction strike. So with the big Mirrodine, and the mirror lure, I can't remember what, I think it's 65M maybe. Could be wrong. His baits are the hardest to remember, the numbers and the codes and everything else. I just look at it and see if I like it. But anyhow, it gives you the opportunity to make very
52MR11.
That's the white and redhead. Everybody
knows
that.
Right, it is, baby.
Everybody knows that one. But past that, you don't know any of them.
My pawpaw, man, that was drilled. I think that was written like in your, you got one of those in your stocking when you were
I call
kid.
That the redheaded stepchild.
That's the baddest lure around,
redheaded
man.
Redheaded stepchild. But having even that, to be honest with you, this time of year, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. You know, what you have
when
on.
When they're doing that, and you're also going to find two guys, is you're going to start seeing jacks mixed in with them. That's something, too, that, you know, some people will see that, you know, oh, it's jacks, you know, the way they're busting the water. And a lot of times these redfish will, they're homeboys, so they kind of hang together. And a lot of times, you know, you can go redfish jack, redfish jack, redfish jack, and stay with that school. And it's just a part of that when they comb that flat.
You know what else
they all get in together. Pompano will get in there with them, too.
In addition to the jacks, the bluefish were in there this year.
Yes. Yep.
Did you guys catch bluefish?
I did not get blues. We got some. I've seen some monster jacks, like 8-9 pounds.
Yeah, there's been some big ones.
And I've been into those, too.
What's pretty cool, Neil, I'm sure you've seen, if you ever get on a school of redfish, if you ever had a school of reds and the jacks are with the reds, but they're actually circling. It's the neatest thing, especially
well,
if you're
a redfish, when they get happy, they'll turn like mullet and they'll just do a daisy like tarpon, like any kind of schooling fish, where they'll actually just go in a circle. And I'm not really sure if it's just they're happy or they're just protecting themselves or what. But I've a lot of times when they stop and they get happy, like in a pothole or in a cove when they're not moving, I see that a lot, man.
Well, the I like when. And a lot of times, too, you hear people talk about, you know, redfish, you need to be stealthy, you need to lead the fish, don't throw right on top of the fish. Well, there's always the exception.
Uh-huh.
This time of year, when you have that wad of fish that's just moving, you just want to hit them right in the head. It don't matter. I mean, we hooked a overslot redfish this week, and I threw the lure, and I made the perfect cast on the fish.
Perfect cast, yeah.
And I literally did not even... I didn't do anything. It hit the water and they ate it. Like
how about when you were when I was standing on the front of my boat and I said, Jason, cast right. We could have done a mirror lure commercial.
Yeah.
Because I had a ball of fish that went off the front of my boat. Jason's coming towards my bow. And he's like, where do you want me to cast? I'm like, hit my bow.
Well, because I couldn't see it. You could. And I was like,
I'm literally watching the school. We're tripped up and I'm watching the school redfish swim by. and I see Jason's lure hit like 5 feet off my trolling motor, and I literally watch like three reels. He's like, am I on? Am I on? I'm like, no, not yet, not yet. And then boom, I'm like, reel.
Yeah,
we've had some good stuff here lately.
It's also a good thing too, and you'll lose a lot of fish, Neil. Tie on a topwater. If you get on that school, yeah. And you're gonna lose some fish, but to watch redfish try to eat a topwater is one of the best sights you'll ever see in the water.
Take the hooks off, it's even cooler.
Yeah. Well, except you won't catch it.
Awesome.
It's great not catching fish when they're right there.
It's awesome.
Are we going to break? Yes, we are going to break. G said okay.
Yeah, well,
we get back, we give the Come On Man segment. Listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 the team.
When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. But today, I've gotta buy.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Frieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
And welcome back to our third segment of the show already, guys. We're past halfway mark. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 the team. Neil, are you going to talk today?
Okay.
Guys, first five of these go by Tampa Fishing Outfitters.
Hold it up there so they can see it.
And this is for Facebook. We've got to make it known on radio, too. First five that go by Tampa Fishing Outfitters, we got a 30-ounce tumbler Viva cup. Stainless cup, holds ice for probably 8 days or something. I don't know what their claim to fame
this
is.
This has been in here, guys, since last week.
No.
This ice.
Guys, 30-ounce tumbler, the first five go by Tampa Fishing Outfitters. Retail value is $30. They got the small ones for $20. First five of these, you get free. Go in there, tell them, mention our radio show, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. They will hook you up. They're good stuff.
Please, I mean, at least five people go in there.
Travis,
we're
going to
look really bad if we can't get five cups away.
Yeah. Do you know how much money Travis is saving right now on ice?
Oh.
I mean,
literally, I put three pieces in here, and there's...
Three pieces
there's
there.
30
it's actually,
now.
It's actually four pieces now.
He's actually
made ice.
He's actually putting his fish in there.
Yeah, there's a redfish in there.
I mean, it's the first cup that makes ice.
So, that's cool.
Long story
that's
short.
Cool.
First
that's a cool
time,
cup.
First time by Tampa Fishing Outfitters, we're giving them
Neil,
away.
I want to get this off my head before I forget. I want to talk about Taylor's. And because I know in a kayak, in all seriousness, I've done it, you know, and that was my favorite thing to do in a kayak was go fishing for Taylor's, you know, redfish. And in my big bay boat, or even Jason's bay boat, yeah, we draft.
I thought you were talking about my relatives. I want to talk about Taylor's.
You want to talk about
Taylor?
Hey,
he ran into my tail. He must have run into my
that's
nephew.
Tail. But what? Give us some insight. You know, I know you typically guide artificial, and so you know, approaching a tail and redfish or putting a good cast on a tail and redfish is can be difficult. You know, and in order to get the fish to eat, and so what are some of the ways that you help your clients be able to, you know, be successful with tailing redfish?
A tailing redfish is great because it's eating.
Exactly.
The downside to a tailing redfish is he has his head buried in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already concentrating on something. So the way I get people, the way I get people to be successful with the tailing redfish is we use weedless jig heads because you're in shallow water with thick turtle grass. So I switch them to a rod with a weedless jig head.
Like a Texas rig?
Yeah. You know, I used to, but I don't anymore. So weedless jig heads, I use the Edge, which is made by Captain Joe. I'll bring some in for you guys. So it's a screw lock one. You know, there's there's a dozen screw lock jig heads.
Yeah, got one that's a screw. It's like a wire that you twist on. And
yeah.
Kind of hard to twist on. Once you get them on there, they don't come off.
Right. It takes a little practice learning how to rig it. Anyway, you cast slightly off to the side of where the tailing fish is, and then you drag the lure to where the lure is getting very close to the fish, and you stop. And you let the lure dive down and hit the bottom. If you get the redfish's tail to drop, you've got his attention. And as soon as you start working the lure again, your odds on getting a strike are very high. So I call it drag and drop. You drag the lure to the area where the tailing redfish is. You let it fall down the bottom and go thud. And a lot of times, that's when you get their attention.
Well, they're typically digging stuff out of the grass anyway, so you know, by putting a presentation on the ground, you're obviously going to be, your success rate should be high. My experience, and of course, I'm fishing out of a boat, when I see tails, that's typically...
He gets scared. And he goes to the back of the live well, and he curls up in a little ball.
Yeah. No, I mean, I rarely caught fish that are tailing, and I think it's the simple fact that I'm in a boat, and I'm probably spooking them, because you're hitting the grass, you're trolling motor, even if you're push-pulling, you know, your live well pumps are running, and it's that shallow, where that's where fishing out of a kayak or wade fishing is going to be probably your best way to attack that. And with these lower tides we've had in the middle of the day, I haven't seen the tailers because the fish have been pushing off the bar, but they've been spooking too, though. The good thing is they've been waking up, and you just have to, the biggest thing for me is just getting to the fish because they're going to eat. It's just, man, they hear every noise.
Yeah. And I think it's different, too. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do. And that's kind of why I wanted to kind of bring it up, because I really love fishing tail and redfish. And it takes a keen eye to even see one, you know, unless you're in an area where there's hundreds of them just on their heads. But it's something that, it's one of my favorite ways to fish redfish, with the exception of floaters, what I call floaters, when they're just floating on the surface. And so it's kind of nice to hear different ways to do it. I like gulp, to be honest with you. Like when I'm tournament fishing, I'll use a gulp. If I've got fish that are buried in weeds or they're standing on their heads, just for that extra layer of sand. I mean, you can use some Pro Cure, that works as well. But I really like using the gulp, unless I've got a flat that's just loaded with pinfish, then it just doesn't work. But generally, you know, if I'm fishing a tailor, it's a pretty short event. Like you're either gonna stick that fish, or you know he's gonna blow out and go away, and you're gonna be trying to look for another fish. So the time, what I mean is the time that gulp sits there, when you're fishing tailors, you don't get pecked as bad by the pinfish. But I do the same thing. I like to approach the fish ahead of the fish and the direction they're moving. Put a bait, a scent bait, or even a you know something, depending on the depth of the water, how much I can actually move a bait. But a lot of times I try to put my bait in their path and not try to spook them, because a lot of times you'll see one tail, and you think there's two fish, and you hook one, and 50 fish come out of nowhere, you know? And sometimes if you cast too far off to one side or the other, you actually spook them because you threw on top of another fish. So
it actually amazes me sometimes if you actually get out. And Neil, you probably pay attention to more of this because we're talking a lot of shallow water redfish stuff today. You go on a flat, and you see, and Fort DeSoto is notorious for this, and you see grass tips on a flat, and you think, man, it's really shallow. But there's like 2 foot of water there. Like, you get that tall turtle grass, and there's so much. It's hard to fish. Like you said, you almost have to use weedless, and with live bait, it's impossible. But you really don't realize that there's really 2 foot of water there still. You know, it's just the grass is tall, and then fish will get up in that stuff, and they'll mill around in it and really like it. And that's where I like throwing live bait. I'll try to fish them sand holes, the potholes.
Sure.
Because it's the only place you can fish, and the fish will drop off in there.
There was a time when I actually used to use culprit worms, rig Carolina style, slide bullet weight, and fish them in, you know, heavy turtle grass. particular areas out by Fort DeSoto, even down south, like Lemon Bay and you know, even farther south than that, Placida and even Pine Island. But you get this really thick turtle grass, and you can actually use, I use a red shad culprit worm, 7-inch worm, rigged just like you were going bass fishing, you know, worming. And it works really well because it'll plunge through the turtle grass. It's almost like flipping, you know, for bass fishing. So that's another tactic, too, if you're just looking for something neat to try. It actually works pretty good. It mimics a flatworm. A lot of people don't know what they are, but certain times of year, the flatworms are out, and a lot of the redfish and even the snook are eating flatworms.
Well, guys, don't forget, if you'd like to do a chart with us, one of us, we're all full-time guides, charters. I'm going to say charter captains and guides because Neil's actually a guide. Whether it's doing a kayak trip or getting out on the bay with either me or Travis or any of the other guys we use, you can give us a call on our Premier Guides number. It's 813-373-2610. We're all full-time charter captains and fishing guides here. Neil actually guides full-time kayak guiding, which is a whole different experience, and I think everybody should get on board with that. And like I said, me and Travis specialize inshore and tarpon and stuff like that. And heck, we're all in the water 200 plus days a year. So we'd love to get you guys out there. Again, 813-373-2610. That will get you in contact with us and get you guys booked for a trip for sure. And don't forget our official website of the radio show, CaptainMel.com. Don't go to Strike 3 Kayak Fishing.
Yeah, don't go there. It's not updated. It's a catastrophe. Thanks to Microsoft.
We gave you a shameless plug that doesn't. That's not going to help you.
I'll make Microsoft to come on man this week.
But CaptainMel.com, they got a great forum on there. It's a great resource for information. One of the biggest fishing websites around, and we appreciate Neil piggybacking that with the radio show. I think it's a great combination. And so, anyways, CaptainMel.com. Guys, we'll take a little break. We get back. We'll be talking more fishing. Listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you'd like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com. Or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
What are you all smiles about, man?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season.
Yeah, mine too.
And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
I leave the radio on constantly.
Boss Talk, 1040 The Team.
We have you covered all week long.
Hi, I'm Dan Patrick. Glad to be back in Tampa Bay. Weekdays, 9 a.m.
Sports Talk, 1040 The Team, Tampa Bay. Powered by NBC Sports.
Sports Talk, 1040 The Team, the home of Jim Rome. Every weekday from noon till 3.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
And welcome back to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. If you're just tuning in, we're on the last segment, last 12 or 13 minutes here. And this is the Captain's Tip of the Week. And if you're looking to get something free, we have first five people that go into Tampa Fishing Outfitters over there. They got one on Osborne. You got to go to one on Osborne.
Yeah, you got to go to Tampa Fishing Outfitters.
Yeah, you got to go to Tampa Fishing Outfitters. You get a Viva $30 value stainless cup, Chill Natural Cup, Travis.
Oh, man, look at that.
Look at that. I mean, Travis.
Thing. I got black, a matching shirt, yeah, whole 9 yards,
matching,
man.
I mean, two-tone. Two-tone. I mean, you
make
can,
ice?
I mean, the IFA on Saturday, you can put your ice in there and you'll be good to go all day.
Yeah, I'm gonna, some guys are going to be able to put their redfish in this cup right here.
First five that go in Tampa Fishing Outfitters, value $30. It's the Viva Tumbler.
Viva
Tumbler.
It is kind of cool, though. The one little thing you said is that it's got this non-slip deal on the bottom, which I don't think any of the other guys are doing.
So not only
it's kind of cool.
Saving your ice, you're saving your drink.
Yeah.
That could be like a little... Could I just made their slogan. I should charge them for that.
We can.
Put it on my tab.
Put it on the tab.
Exactly. But anyhow, first five to go in there, mention our show, you get these free, pretty cool little cups. Neil, Captain's Tip of the Week, and you're not doing Microsoft.
Tip of the Week, we're almost to fall. So you still want to be going early. And you still want to rely on your deeper water opportunities. The pompano fishing's been great. So I would say the pompano fishing's going to shut down sometime probably in October. They're going to move out. They're going to move south. So take advantage of them while they're here.
You still getting a big black drum up that way?
No, it's been... They might be in there now. I haven't tried them in a while.
Yeah.
But overall, this year has been off.
Yeah, for them. I would say the last past
just
week
not
it's
good.
Probably been pretty rough at that bridge, bouncing off of the kayak.
They might be in there now.
We're gonna have to do another show on drum fishing soon, on doing out of a kayak, because we've talked about it multiple times on the show, but it's always you've got this down pat, and it always kind of amazes me how you do that, and it's a little technique, and it's probably a trip everybody should do, but
by kayak is actually the easiest way to do it.
Maneuverability
in tight to cement like that, the maneuverability of the kayak wins. You know, you guys trying to back a fish away from the bridge.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
I mean, we have the mobility to turn and go around pilings faster and easier than you guys have.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, if you know how to maneuver the kayak, which is...
You have to be good at it.
I mean, that could go from fun to dangerous in about 10 seconds if you don't know what you're doing.
Not really. Only if you own the wrong boat.
Well, exactly. If you don't know what you're doing,
I mean,
you've got
the right boat. Worst case scenario, you lose the fish. But the wrong boat, you shouldn't be out there anyway.
Very true.
Yeah, this is the case with most stuff, Neil.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Neil and Travis, this past week I had some guys want to keep some fish, and we got to the dock, and these guys have been with me before, and they had a bad experience between when they went with me, they lost my information, went with another charter captain, and these guys were fillet and release, want to keep fish. So I said, well, let's go try to get some snapper, and this is after the storm. And to my surprise, we wrecked the snapper.
Yeah.
We had some big, like, close to 20-inch snapper, limited out. I was very impressed with the snapper by how it's holding through this cooler weather. You know, we're getting late. We're starting to see hints of fall. I don't know if you noticed, like, the humidity's down a little bit.
Sure.
We're getting our winds a little bit more consistent. But the snapper bite is just continuing. It's continuing to be good. So there's a lot of options in the bay right now.
So what's your tip of the week?
That's what we're trying to get to. Yeah, my tip of the week is just find. You're not going to find clean water, but if it looks like Travis's iced tea,
yeah,
go somewhere else. I mean, it's literally because there's just two in them areas, and basically around the mouth of the river have not been productive, and you can't. The water just is so dark, and it's so much running out of these rivers that they're just not fish there. There are some fish there, but they're not. The ones that are there aren't biting. There's not a ton there. So that's my tip of the week. Just try to find, you're not going to find clean water, but find water that has that, you know, gold look to it, not the iced tea look, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Travis, listen, guys, you heard it here, okay? You heard it here.
For all y'all.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. This is what Travis is going to use at the IFA.
For all y'all, that are looking for a trailer hook, maybe on your topwater. Or you just don't want
stinger.
You just don't want to miss that bite. You got to pick up some hooks.
Yeah.
You take a big circle hook like that.
I mean, if you can't hook them with that, you just suck.
Can I have one of those? I'll use it as an anchor.
What are these? See, these are
put a little bit of tape.
Yeah,
just tie a rope on there.
Get you
that's
a
an anchor.
16-aught Demon Perfect 2X Mustad, baby.
That is
you hook
real
that bad
right
boy
there.
On there, and if you don't hook him, you're gonna stun him. When you get it out there and you throw it on top of them, you're gonna hit them.
If you can cast that thing, you're
oh,
stronger
you can
than
cast
I am.
That thing, that thing's gonna go.
Let's go ahead and wipe out the mirror lure, man. Just give me that. Just,
this could be a lure. I think I'm just gonna zip tie some feathers.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the you know the rigs in Bubba Grand. Just put your weight on it, a little tail,
oh,
you're good to
gosh.
Go.
That's actually what these are for. All kidding aside, I got a. A buddy of mine that, actually a good client slash buddy of mine, is in the industry, and I took him Goliath grouper fishing, over the summer, and he decided that he was going to send me like 4 boxes of hooks and, big hooks. So if anybody wants to go Goliath or maybe, giant sharks or, dolphins,
something
I don't
big.
Know.
All I know is
but,
whatever is going to bite
the
that.
Big old hook. So,
it's gonna be big for sure.
Anyway,
I'd use that
in
a street crawl. That's
we were
right.
actually getting
it.
Use that as
a
weapon.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah, we're getting out of
work. My
own. You gotta bring them in for the tip of the week. Like it was like we can't
pass
that up. The
white bait is tough to get on there.
Yeah.
The white bait we got now is tough to get on that hook.
Yeah, you can put like a whole school of white bait, and it might work. Again, guys, we're giving away these tumblers. In case you missed it, we're mentioned throughout the show. The first 5 people that go into Tampa Fishing Outfitters get this. The Viva Tumbler.
Tumbala. Tell them you heard about it or saw us on Facebook, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, and they're going to keep a little list there.
Right there.
And
see
the first 5 people are going to get a cup.
They're great. They hold
actually
ice forever.
Cool.
I can't even say they're great because I haven't used mine. It's still in the box. But
I can.
Travis has used it, and it works out good. The first 5 are free. Value is $30. And they got, if you go in there and... You know, the 5 are gone. Obviously, you want to get one. You don't have to buy the $30 one. They've got a $20 one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know what's going to happen with this. My wife is going to get a hold of this and put her wine in it. And I'm going to lose it. I'm not going
to
have one.
You're going to have to buy one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to buy one. It's going to happen. Maybe if I go in there and mention it, they'll give me a free
one.
Yeah,
you better hurry up and get it. Hey, can we, Mr. Lee, we're coming by. We're the first 2 guys.
That never happens to me.
But, yeah, it's these tumblers are pretty cool, man. They're, you know, I never thought, I mean, you asked me 5 years ago somebody would spend $30 on a cup.
I tell you, to be honest.
They can't keep them in the store.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
no
crazy.
Doubt, man. They've been everywhere you go, you see somebody with these cups now. I mean, everybody swears by them, so.
You can't swing a cat around by its tail without hitting one of those cups.
Speechless, Neil.
He does it again.
Speechless. Anyhow, do we have any more fishing reports, Neil?
No. I covered it.
No, it's just done.
I got something to say. If you're not on a school of redfish you're not on fish. That's my tip of the week.
Well, they're not quite that easy to find.
But what I'm saying is, if you're not on a school of redfish right now, you're probably not on redfish. They're just all balled up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not a spotty. Now, I'm talking mature fish. I'm talking upper slot to overslot fish. I mean, if you want to catch some 20-inch, 18-inch redfish, that's cool. You can bring them back in your Viva Cup. But the guys that are serious, if you're not on a school of redfish, you're not on fish.
Well, I'm not on a school. Am I in trouble?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, there's a lot of schools of redfish around. They're tough to find. They got to be there at the right time. But
the big challenge for the redfish,
there's some good schools of redfish around.
Is the water clarity. They're really hard. I mean, if they're not humped up, it's hard to find.
It's tough to find them. I'm not gonna lie.
Very tough. I mean, you made a good point this week. We were kind of banging our heads against the wall looking for reds, and you're like, well, they didn't leave. They're somewhere. And we just got to find them. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess you're right, but if they don't come to the surface, you can't see them. But
there's not a serious red fishing guy out there that's never sat on his boat and power pulled down and just been completely and utterly baffled on what just happened and go, man, what, you know, where'd they go? How'd they go? I never saw them, you know. It's just part of it, man. And
yeah,
that's why they're fish and we're humans. And they're going to get us every now and again, man.
I think that's why I like catching redfish, but I don't like chasing fish. And I am, by heart, a snook fisherman. I like catching snook. I have another kid, and snook are a little more consistent to me. You know, they're an ambush feeding fish. They're
not where I am.
Well, I'm saying
next week's show we'll have a lot to talk about with snook.
We're doing snook next week. We're going to do it. There's going to be I think it'll be.
I'm back at it. The executive director of the FWC took a swipe at me again, so I'm gonna turn back and I'm gonna start swinging because he says that their scientists were right, and snook are in great shape. Snook are not in great shape. All these little snook we have, they have to pass through the slot. Look at what's happened to them right now. Look at what's happening to them right now. These idiots are keeping them. And our future for snook suffers every open season.
The slot is getting, I agree with you. The slot is
hammered. Boy, it's
getting absolutely hammered.
Right there, still watching. Appreciate it.
The
President Obama.
I can read today. I got my glasses on.
The slot is getting hammered. I mean, there's a lot of fish on the South Shore for sure, but I tell you, I mean,
you know what, man? If it's that big a deal, you want to eat fish that bad? Let me tell you what. There's a cheaper fish to go purchase than $500-$600 to hire me and go catch one. But it tastes better. I promise you.
Cod.
Anything. I mean, I wouldn't pay that much money to eat a fish.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep one of them. So if you're looking for meat, you know, don't go snook fishing. Sorry.
Yeah, no. The slot, and Neil is right, the slot's getting fished out. And I will say this, there are quite a bit of, I have seen personally a lot of overslot fish, which is a good thing. My fear with them opening the slot is we have created this demand to keep snook. Because when somebody tells you can't do something for so long, and then they open it, well, now everybody wants...
Oh, it's the Colorado effect.
Yeah, I got to keep snook. Well, what's going to happen is our slot is going to get fished out. Now, we're about to end the show here, and we're going to talk about this next week. The good news is that the slot is designed for fish to go through a spawn cycle. So,
and I think,
in general, now that's general speaking, but so every fish has the opportunity to have at least one spawn. But my fear is all these small fish, majority of them are not going to make it to the spawn. I think you're going to see the SPR rating drop drastically in the next couple of years.
I think the difference, too, is like, just like what we're talking about right here, Neil sees something totally different than, not necessarily totally different, but he's seeing something different than we are. We're seeing something different than him. Go down to Boca Grande. You're
going to
see something. So, you know, Captain Danny Garino actually touched on a really good point and talked about areas and regions as far as where the limits and take limits and all that are. I think that's a big portion of it because different populations of snook were affected differently and recovered differently all down, you know, the west coast of Florida. So I think
that's
a big
thing.
You
would have to be a moron if you don't realize if we have another freeze, snook are going to be knocked down way worse than they were in 2010.
Well, you can't.
If we have another one, or a red tide,
but I think those fish
are
here
now. Trouble.
I think those fish that are here now are a little more hardy because I think as time goes, they're going to they're going to get better.
Well, let's just hope we don't have to freeze.
That's the idea.
Well, guys, it's been a great show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, stop by Tampa Fishing Outfitters and ask for your free tumbler. The first five are free. The Viva Tumbler, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, title sponsor of the show. We appreciate their support, 5 years and running. Until next week, tight lines. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio.